You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Ah, you're in here, Puss.
Oh, damn.
What?
Oh, I've forgotten to take the joint out of the freezer.
Oh, right.
Look, we've got eggs. We could have an omelette for lunch, I suppose. I'm so stupid.
No, don't worry. Why don't we go to the clubhouse instead?
You sure?
Yeah. Invite your mum if you like.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. Thanks, Matt.
Save the eggs for breakfast, eh?
I've rather fallen behind with the food shopping.
No, I don't mind. They do great puds at the clubhouse. I think I'll have treacle or sponge and custard.
It's not like me.
Yeah, you do seem a bit...
What?
Well, preoccupied's too strong, but tired.
Yeah, maybe. Nothing an early night won't fix. Why are you so chipper anyway?
Aha! Things are rolling on the Gilbert Cross project.
Oh, good. What's happened?
No, I just had a text from one of the consortium, that Rex bloke from HB Holdings.
Uh-huh.
Confirming the meeting with the architect this Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah, is it too early for a glass of wine, do you think?
Oh, let's save it for lunch.
No, you're right, I'll have a coffee instead. Yeah, they'll all be there on Thursday.
And what time's the meeting?
10. And Rex thinks it'll take all day.
All day?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Lot of ground to cover. It's our opportunity for nailing down precisely what we'd need doing to the old place before the auction. Take it we got some milk in?
Yeah.
And more importantly, how much the conversion's likely to come in at, give or take a king's ransom.
That's exciting.
No, it's crucial. Getting this early stuff right. Make sure our bid is feasible, profitable in the end. And I don't only mean the bricks and mortar.
No?
No, I mean establishing the hierarchies in the consortium. Who are the silverbacks and who are the marmosets?
Oh, Matt, honestly.
You'll keep us in check, though.
There's no need for us both to go, surely.
Oh.
Well, you can easily deal with this outline stuff without me, Matt. You'll be in your element, trampling the marmosets underfoot.
Well, I thought... You'd want to be in on it, Puss. This is our joint baby.
Ooh, don't worry. I'll be all over the plans when we get the bid.
When, eh? Oh, I like the sound of that. What, the fittings, you mean?
The colour schemes and the layout. That's when I'll be fighting our corner.
Yeah, true.
Being a team means playing to our individual strengths.
Absolutely.
And you'll do a fantastic job on Thursday.
Yeah, well, I am looking forward to it.
Raring to go from where I'm standing.
Oh, I'm glad you're excited too, Puss.
Of course I am.
Well, go on then, gorgeous. Chop, chop, go and make yourself beautiful.
Here we are then. Here's the shopping.
Oh, thanks, love.
Got you a big bar of chocolate and all.
Oh, you naughty boy.
Thank heavens for the village shop, eh?
Oh, look, she's waking up, Mike.
Oh, that's good. Let me put the bag underneath then.
Yeah, sure.
Christine was serving.
Oh, yeah.
Just after this little one.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I told her Bethany was getting the hang of breastfeeding now.
Oh.
Was that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, and she were reducing a couple of pasties. I thought they'd do us tonight with a tin of beans.
Well, my figure's already gone to pot, so I'm grateful for anything.
I'll ask Roy and Ailey to do us a big shot this week. Meanwhile, it's more cheese on toast, I'm afraid.
Oh, I love cheese on toast, mate.
That's a good job. Oh, wakey, wakey, little one. Welcome back to the world.
Linda puts pesto on there. She saw it on the telly.
Oh,
I always used to pride myself on being so organised, but you've driven a coach and horses through all that, haven't you? Eh? Look at her, Mike. Butter wouldn't melt.
Yeah. Oh, morning, Peggy.
Hello. She's just woken up. Look.
Oh, how lovely.
You been to the service?
Yes, I have.
Ah.
Ellen's sermon was rather gloomy for Candlemas, I thought. It's supposed to be a time of hope, after all. Oh. Chilly, isn't it?
Hmm.
I just need one or two things from the shop, if you'll excuse me.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, dear.
Can we go home, please, Mike?
Yeah, of course, love. Yeah. Come on.
Of all the days... days this week. Thursday's chocker.
Oh, well, it's worth a shot. Would have spent the whole day with you as well.
Wow.
Would have been perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.
What for?
For thinking of it. Means a lot to me.
And me?
No, listen, I was worried.
Why?
That you felt overwhelmed on Friday. That I'd scared you off.
I did feel overwhelmed.
Oh.
And it was wonderful.
Really?
No man has ever opened his heart to me. Not like that. It was beautiful. And brave. Didn't sleep much that night.
It was amazing for me too. And I meant every word, Lillian. You're the love of my life. I'll do whatever it takes to keep seeing you.
That's Matt coming upstairs.
Okay, don't worry. We'll meet up soon, I promise.
Oh, I hope so. Bye then, Mum.
I love you.
I thought I'd better change my shirt.
Mum will meet us there.
Okay. Whoa, don't you look the business in that dress.
Do I?
Yeah, stunning.
Peggy couldn't wait to get in the shop, Mike.
I know.
I'm going to dread taking Bethany out of the house if that's what we've got to face.
No. Come on, love. Be fair. Not everyone's reacted like that. And, well, most people haven't. Peggy's a good person.
Oh, she didn't fool me.
Some folks find it hard to deal with it. It's going to take time.
I want everyone to feel about her like I do.
And they will. Eventually. And if not, well, that's their problem. Come on, love. Don't take it to heart.
Oh, I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
I get things out of perspective. She's perfect in my eyes.
And mine.
So for Peggy to only snatch a look at her...
She just didn't know what to say, that's all. Don't dwell on it.
No. Oh, pass us that chocolate. Well, here. There's no problem Chucky can't solve. Mm. I had such a bad night. Mm. Oh, that's better.
Shall I see the way?
No, she might be hungry. Come on, lovely. Come to Mummy. Oh, I've waited all my life to say that.
Have you been introduced to him yet?
Who?
Brian's new dairy manager.
Oh, yeah. I met him briefly the week he arrived.
Honestly, dear, you do seem rather far away.
Sorry, Mum. I'm just tired.
Brian's very pleased with him, Jennifer said.
Jenny, yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
I hope you two haven't fallen out.
Not really. She's questioning Matt's judgment about something, that's all. It's fine, Mum. Really, look, can we change the subject?
Oh, there's Jean, look, with her family. That's funny, I only saw her this morning in the shop. I went in for a paper. Mike and Vicky were outside. They had the baby in the pram.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Is it the first time you've seen her?
Yes, it is. To tell the truth, I didn't really know what to say to them.
So what did you say?
Nothing.
Mum.
Well, when I say nothing, I think I said how lovely or something like it.
Well, that's all right.
But after that, for the life of me, I couldn't think what else to say.
Ooh.
Oh, is that your phone?
I'll let it go to voicemail. Go on, Mum.
I felt so embarrassed. I can't help it, Lillian. I just feel it's all such a pity.
Mike and Vicky don't see the birth of their daughter as a pity. She's a blessing.
I suppose so.
And they don't need pity. They need support.
Oh, dear, I hope I wasn't rude. It wasn't my intention to upset them.
They're going to have to develop thick skins.
We had a little girl like Bethany born on our street when I was a girl. She had to go into an institution.
She didn't have to.
No, I suppose not. It's just what happened in the main. Though I know Charles de Gaulle had a Downs daughter they kept at home.
Honestly, Mum, you make us sound like a pet. Look, just try and act naturally with Mike and Vicky. That's all they want, Mum. Things have changed.
Sorry for the hold-up. I got buttonholed by Derek. Yeah. take this menu from under me, I'll push.
Yeah, sure.
Now, one dry sherry for you, Peggy.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Civilised.
G&T for you, Puska. Ice and a slice, all right?
Yeah, thanks.
Ah. What are we talking about, then?
Bethany Tucker.
No, oh, poor kid.
Matt!
No, I meant having Vicky as a mum.
Look, will you excuse me a minute?
I'll push.
Shan't be long.
I don't know anyone who still smokes apart from my daughter.
Well, I like the odd cigar.
Oh, that's different.
Well, anyway, cheers, Peggy.
Cheers.
Now, let's see if there's some decent grub on today.
Guess what? I've managed to rejig my Thursday.
Paul!
If you still want to.
Of course I do. It's wonderful. Whole day together.
No, wait. It can't be the whole day, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. There are some things I just can't get out of.
No, of course, I understand.
Oh, I wish. Oh.
No, is it? It's okay, Paul. I know you've done your best.
Yeah. One of my contractors wasn't too happy being disturbed on a Sunday morning.
Thank you.
But it had to be done. But look, I can manage mid-afternoon. In a perfect world.
No, it's great, Paul. Better than not seeing you at all.
That's what I thought.
So where shall we meet?
Well, I can't get a Fawcett Magna, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I'll be down in the Cheltenham area, see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, start of a hotel refit. I really just need to wind them up and watch them go after this week. Then Billy can take over. My thought was the station cafe.
What, Cheltenham?
Yeah. I'll be heading west on the train after a meeting anyway, so I can stop off and meet you before getting the train to my next appointment.
Sounds complicated.
No, it should work out all right.
Well, what time?
Oh, it'll be the afternoon sometime. I'll let you know exactly when I've sorted the trains out.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait.
Nor me. I thought of not seeing you this week. Well, I had to. So will you come by train? I could work out which one you need to catch.
No, I think it's the car for me this time.
You sure?
Oh, yes, less complicated all round.
Oh, I wish it could be for the whole afternoon.
Oh, Paul, no, look, you've already put so much thought into it. Cheltenham's one of our special places now, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like a teenager. Hey, you'll need a platform ticket. Do they still have those?
I don't know, who cares? I'll buy a ticket to anywhere to spend time with you.
Elizabeth, come in.
Ah, thanks, Matthew.
Not too cold out there, I hope.
No.
Have a seat, then. Can I offer you a coffee? It's half decent, actually, for a machine.
Okay, thanks.
And then we can have a look at your business plan.
Yes.
And the small sampler just to the right of the duelling pistols was worked by a young family member in 1789. Ad Marjoram Dei Gloriam, to the greater glory of God. Now, look at those tiny stitches. Not many 12-year-olds doing needlework like that now. Now, if you'd like to pass along to the ballroom, please, Nancy's waiting for you there.
How's it going, Bert?
Ah, more satisfied customers, I'm glad to say.
Good.
Oh, I'm glad I've seen you, Lewis. See you. Cook waited till the toffs had eaten, then cast aside Mrs. Beaton.
I'm sorry?
Then at the table she would eat, to more than likely rest her feet. Oh, I thought of rhyming onions and bunions, but it seemed a bit obvious.
Well, what's all this in aid of?
Ah, well, it come to me this morning while I was putting out a new fat ball for the tits. I could write the whole audio track in rhyming couplets.
And this is for...
Yeah, the day in the life of course, you know, Uncle Rupert.
And the cook.
Yeah,
yes.
Genius, eh?
Well, it's not exactly conversational, rhyming couplets. I mean, Uncle Rupert's not Rupert Bear.
Well, it can be conversational.
Oh, I don't agree.
Well, if I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong.
Well, look, I think we need to create the illusion that the characters are actually talking to the listener in their everyday parlance. I mean, the dialogue needs to be simple and powerful and above all, uncluttered.
Well,
I mean, Rupert himself was eccentric, but unpretentious.
Yeah.
And I'm certain Cook's language would have been plain, not flowery.
Well, I think we should ask Elizabeth.
Oh, she's got bigger things on her mind today than Uncle Rupert and the cook.
Well, what things?
Oh, she's at a meeting with a commercial relations manager at the bank. About now, as it happens. which could determine the success or failure of the revamped Lower Loxley.
Well, I never.
Yes, so I really don't want to trouble her unnecessarily.
Oh, here's my next group.
Oh, yes, well, let's discuss it properly after your shift.
There's nothing wrong with Rupert Bear.
So the idea of combining the weddings with conference business is definitely the way forward for us.
No holiday lets, then?
No.
Sure, that's wise. So, the dairy conversion. It's feasible, is it?
Yes. Roy, my manager...
I know.
Yeah, he and I have talked to English Heritage and the planners.
Good.
And there are no archaeological issues. And Julian's integrated all the required conservation measures in the preliminary plan. His figures are on the second page.
Uh-huh.
There. That's the number of ensuite rooms he's drawn in.
It's a big old space, isn't it?
Yeah. It should be fabulous. I've become really convinced that those new bedrooms are the key to attracting more wedding business.
Mm. This projection, it's for over double the number of weddings you host at the moment.
Well, yes, but we want to expand into Asian weddings and more civil partnerships too.
Right.
And we plan to widen the publicity for our green weddings significantly. There aren't that many places that specialise in them.
And this is still the figure you're hoping to borrow?
780,000, yes.
I see. Right. Will you excuse me a minute, Elizabeth?
Oh. Ah, this is so kind of you, Linda.
On the table?
Oh, thanks.
Oh. There. Ambridge Hall, 24-hour laundry service.
Oh, I've never had anyone do my washing before, except me mum. Thank you for thinking of it.
It was no trouble. I know how much you and Mike have got on your plate.
Oh, it smells lovely. And even I and Bethany's baby grows.
Well, if a job's worth doing. I know some people don't bother much with ironing. Robert's daughters, to name but two.
You are lovely, but there was no need.
And I took care to use the same detergent you use.
Really?
Took a peek under the sink before I took the washing away yesterday. I remembered what you told me, that it's comforting for Bethany if her clothes smell the same as yours.
Oh, Linda.
Aw. Right, let's get the kettle on, shall we?
Sorry about that, Elizabeth.
It's okay.
Now, we have some concerns.
Oh?
We feel that you've been overly optimistic about the growth rate on the wedding side in your projections. We're concerned about your ability to pay off the loan.
Well, I know the potential's there, Matthew.
Potential is a wonderful thing, but I'm not convinced, I'm afraid.
I see.
The current climate's against you. People don't feel secure. There's bound to be an effect on expensive weddings in a lovely stately home.
Well, the forecast's not only for weddings.
I know.
Roy's done careful research with our conference clients. There'd definitely be increased bookings if delegates can stay over.
It's not enough.
I thought you banks were there to help businesses grow.
We are. But we also have to be realistic about whether you can pay us back. And we're thinking about you as well as us.
Well, that's it then.
No, hold on. I have an alternative for you. If you can come up with some of it yourself.
But how much?
300,000.
Three?
Then we would be prepared to discuss lending you the rest.
I see.
But we'd need more detailed costings from your builders.
Mm. Okay.
And the planning consent needs to be in place. I know it's not what you wanted, but it's what we're prepared to offer.
It's a lot of money to find.
I appreciate that. But this way, your repayments will be lower and the debt more manageable. I've seen too many people go in over their heads, Elizabeth, and the growth doesn't materialise and they become a zombie business. And there are other advantages to doing it this way.
What?
If things take off in the way you hope, you'll make more profit in the short term, then you can start to repay yourself a little, as well as the bank.
I suppose.
Tell you what, you go away and have a think.
Yes. Yes, I need to.
I want Lower Loxley to do well. We're not closing the door on this, Elizabeth.
It's a card, look.
Oh, I thought I heard the letterbox.
Here.
Thanks. Well, let me put my tea down.
Didn't disturb little Bethany anyway. Still fast asleep in her Moses basket.
Good. Let's see. Ah, it's from Peggy.
Oh, that's That's nice.
Ah, she's chosen little carnations on the card, look.
Oh, very pretty.
Oh, it's more than that. It's Bethany's birth flower, her being born in January.
Really? Mm. How sweet.
Wonder if she knows. Love, pride and beauty, it means.
Oh, Vicky.
She most likely felt a bit guilty.
Why?
Well, we met her outside the shop yesterday and she was shuffling from foot to foot like a five-year-old needing the toilet.
I'm not with you.
Embarrassed.
Oh.
And you'll never guess what Hilary Noakes asked me on Saturday.
What?
If Bethany will ever be able to walk.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, the ignorance of some people, eh?
Well, I shouldn't worry. All she's ever managed to produce is a cockatoo.
It was hurtful, though.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure it was. Well, my advice to you is to focus on family and friends who care, not on the ignorance of those who don't.
Oh, no, we've been overwhelmed by kindness, don't you worry. And lots of people have a real interest in Beth.
Well, a new life is beyond precious.
Yeah. Anyway, how's life with you?
Well, I'm having to brace myself for the parish council meeting on Thursday. I'm praying they'll agree to erect my badger warning signs to avoid yet more roadkill.
Ah, yeah.
It's a pity you can't come and support me.
Well, actually, the thing is...
What?
I've been persuaded by Mike that...
Oh, no.
That road signs might be a bit, well, overkill.
I see.
So I've been thinking about it, and you may be right.
Ah, good.
Two commentaries, both in rhyming couplets, might have been a touch...
O-T-T, yes, I do so agree.
I was going to say ambitious for me to write.
Yes, quite so.
However, I do have one or two other ideas.
Do say.
Casting.
Oh, no.
Now, where did I put my piece of paper? Oh, I've got so many pockets. Ah, here we are, casting ideas. First choice for the cook, Frieda, my wife. Second choice, Clary Grundy. Third choice, Jill Archer. Now, as for Uncle Rupert, I've put down that Rob fella. He's got such a lovely voice.
Bert, I am sorry, but we're hiring a professional production company to do both the recordings.
But I thought I'd be casting it and directing it. My Frieda's been practising. And it was my idea.
Well, listen, all that is true, but this whole idea of yours, it is so marvellous. It deserves to be executed in the most professional manner possible. See, nothing else will do it justice.
Oh, well. But they'll want me as an advisor, though, won't they?
I'm so sorry, Bert. I think it unlikely.
Oh. So there's no role for me at all, then?
No role? Oh, what are you talking about? There's a hugely important role we can entrust only to you.
What?
Design. Yes, the look of the thing, that's it. See, the audio's part of the exhibition, of course, but it's the visuals that leave a lasting impression with the visitor.
Ah, well, I do have a good eye. Now, my five onions on a plate often got a mention at the flower and produce.
Choosing the right props. Nay, artifacts. Crucial. They build a living picture which brings the characters to life.
Now, that does sound interesting.
And it'll take a man of your skills and creativity. I'm sure Eileen will give you a steer for the cook's exhibition, and you can have the run of the Victorian kitchen.
Oh, can I?
Of course. Choose what you need. And Elizabeth is sure to welcome your ideas on where to site the exhibitions. Just talking about you.
How were you?
Ah, good afternoon, Elizabeth.
You're still here, Bert.
Oh, yeah, I'm just on my way.
You've been ages.
Yeah, I picked the children up.
You look wiped out, my dear, if you don't mind me saying.
I am. Oh, it's not often I have to ask the bank for close to £1 million.
Goodness me. I'll say goodbye, then.
Bye, Bert.
Bye. And did you get the money?
Not all of it. They want me to find £300,000 myself.
Ooh.
Yes. Only then will the bank finance a loan for Lower Loxley. How am I going to raise it, Lewis?
Hey, well done. That's great news, Ed.
Oh, no, it was your idea to approach the RABI for a grant.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled that you got it. When does the shearing course start again?
End of May. And they'll be paying for my travel, but not for a relief milker while I'm there.
Oh, well, I'm sure Oliver and your dad can work something out between them.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks.
Well, you're the perfect candidate for the money.
And well, if you're around tonight, I'd like to buy you a pint.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, let me, David. It's the least I can do.
Well, okay, then that'd be great.
About 7:30?
I'll see you there.
So, you found anyone to rent Rickyard yet?
Huh.
What?
Ruth was showing someone around last week, only to find that Pip had messed the place up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she and Spencer had turned it into a squat.
Oh, look, there's someone here. I'm going to have to go.
Oh, okay. I'll see you.
All right.
Hello there.
It's,
Rob Titchener.
Yeah.
BL herd manager. How do you do?
Yeah, I've, seen you, round and about.
Likewise. Ed, isn't it?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get round all the local farms to meet everyone so you can all put a face to the name, you know?
Right.
Is this convenient? I don't want to hold you up.
No, it's okay. But look, I'll tell you up front that I'm against the new dairy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm right about the construction traffic. It's horrendous.
Yes, I know. It's a nuisance. I'm sorry. I'm
not looking forward to taking the cows down the lane in a few weeks. You know, I rent 50 acres off-site from BL, as it happens.
Look, I've not come as a representative, Ed. I respect your opinion. You must feel it's a hazard.
Right.
Have you farmed round here for long?
Oh, well, I grew up here in Ambridge, as it happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad and granddad had a small herd.
Runs in the family, then.
Yeah, I must be crazy.
Same with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we go back several generations on our farm in Hampshire.
Well, so do we, according to my granddad, anyway.
Fantastic cows.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, fantastic milk as well. Guernsey, the best.
I wish I was getting a fantastic price for it.
Really? You, getting under the odds, then?
Well, yeah. It's complicated, though.
I could send you some info about the current best deals.
Really?
If you're interested, or I'll drop something round.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that'd be great, thanks.
Yeah, no problem, Ed. And, well, I'd love you to talk me through your setup.
Oh, fine. Do you fancy a brew?
Oh, you're on.
All right there, Jazza?
I was.
Oh, quiet, isn't it?
Suppose.
Days off, who'd have them, eh? Place like a morgue.
I'm used to quiet now, living with Jim.
Hey, I don't suppose you fancy coming up for a cup of coffee, do you?
To your flat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, don't be like that.
Aye. Go on, then.
Here you go. 2 sugars.
Right.
Go on, then. Sit yourself down. Oh, here, let me take that. Sorry, I haven't tidied up.
You should try living with Jim.
Everything in his place, eh?
Harry was worse.
Oh, Fallon was looking for this scarf this morning as well. Is the coffee all right?
I don't know. I haven't tasted it yet.
Oh, I should have bought some biscuits from the shop. Shall I pop down?
You're okay.
I bought that scarf in Cardiff. Oh, we had a fantastic weekend.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. I've never stayed in a hotel like that before. You know, Fallon was trying everything. The health spa and sauna. She even had a haircut in the salon there.
It's nice. I noticed.
Did you? That's for the match.
She fell asleep.
You are kidding me. Jazza, the atmosphere was electric. She was buzzing. I'm one lucky guy.
Aye. And don't you ever forget it.
No way.
I mean it. Don't be taking her for granted, Rhys.
I love her, Jazza. I never do anything to hurt her.
Just make sure you don't. She's one special woman.
She's planning a cracking Valentine's night at Jack's.
Aye.
Yeah, every diner's getting a free glass of pink champagne if you fancy it.
That's not a proposition. You're going the same way as Harry.
Don't be daft. Take someone with you.
Well, who? Christine? She's the only woman in my life right now. Nah, I'll be doing the bull, drowning my sorrows February the 14th.
Yeah, well, you'll see me down there too. I'm working next Thursday, unfortunately. No romance for me. It's all hands to the pump.
And do you own the bottling plant, or is it Oliver's?
Oh, no, that's Mike Tucker's, along with the pasteuriser.
And you sell all your milk to him?
Yeah, well, for the time being, anyway. He expanded his milk round a couple of years back.
Oh, excellent.
Except then he got hit by the recession, people going back to the supermarkets.
Well, he's bound to have taken a bit of a dip, but has it held on since then?
Well, he hasn't complained to me recently.
No, I shouldn't worry, Ed. You've got a great small business here. Niche with a clearly defined market.
Yeah, I hope so.
Of course you have. Well, you're certainly not in competition with us.
Well, that's what I was worried about when I first heard of Brian's plans. Seems a bit naive now.
Well, there are plenty of ways to turn a profit milking cows. It's how you do it that counts.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm impressed. You should be able to ride out the storm. The product's exactly right. My advice, for what it's worth, is to keep on top of your marketing.
Yeah, well, thanks, Rob. It's been dead useful.
Oh, hello, Oliver.
Hello, Oliver.
Hi, Ed. I saw your 4x4, Rob.
Ed's been showing me around.
Yeah, well, look, actually, I've better get on and straw down the shed.
Oh, OK.
I'll see you around, Rob.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
He works hard.
Well, when you're a one-man band. Actually, I'm glad I've seen you, Oliver. I am free to join you on Friday now. I'm working at the weekend.
Oh, that's marvellous.
I brought my hunt coat and riding boots back with me on Sunday night, just in case.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure the stables will find you a suitable hunter.
That was my next question.
The owner's Caroline's best friend, Shula.
Oh, unusual name. I'll try and pop over tomorrow.
And you'd best phone the hunt secretary to let her know.
Of course.
Oh, I've got a number on my phone here.
I really missed our hunting in Canada. They're big on shooting there, of course.
Yeah. Oh, and Caroline's invited you for supper afterwards, if you're free.
Oh, sounds like the perfect day.
Evening, Reese.
Oh, all right, Nick.
There's your change, Neville. I thought you were on tonight.
So, what's been going on?
Oh, well, let's see. Fat Paul threw a punch at Derek Fletcher for hogging the arrows.
Really?
Nah, you're messing. Oh, if only things were that lively around you. Oh, except, Frida's put her foot down in the kitchen. Or should I say, the frying pan.
Why?
Well, she's refusing to work on pancake night next Tuesday. Something on the telly she likes.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I'll have to make some for the kids.
Yeah, him and her aren't too pleased.
Well, I'm not surprised. They're usually busy then. And right, anyway, I'll go and hang my coat up and then I'll be with you.
Oh, wait, no. Listen to this. Frida's told me, and this has come from Bert, so it must be true, but apparently, Lower Loxley needs to borrow a cool million just to stay afloat.
Really?
That's not the perfect job, sheep shearing. I mean, how hard can it be?
Jezza, there's a knack to it.
You don't want to go nicking the sheep. I'm no sheep rustler.
Nicking as in close shave.
Oh, aye.
Well, that's why the course is over 2 days. They train you to do it cleanly.
But then he pressed all your out there.
Yep.
Jammy.
No, it's testing work. You know, you need strength and stamina as well as skill.
There's compensations, but...
Hey, do you remember those two women shearers from New Zealand who came in?
Oh, you were fit in both senses of the word there.
Yeah, they camped on my dad's field, remember?
Yeah, and they beat him in the shearing contest.
Didn't they?
Kerry and Alicia. Josh was quite tongue-tied when they came to Brookfield.
Are you sure it was only Josh?
Hey, no, I'm a married man.
Yeah, well, I'm not going into it for that.
I'm going into it for the money.
Now, all I'm saying is, if I were young and single, well, you know, it's a great life. I should get in there, Jazza, mate.
Me?
Well, you're strong and single. All you need is a spray tan to cover that pasty face of yours.
You're serious? You think I could do it?
Yeah, why not, if you trained?
Wow. You've gone awful quiet, Ed. Is this me muscling in?
No, it's... Oh, well, the best shearers work in teams, don't they?
You and me together?
Yeah. Well, can't you see it?
I can.
Yeah.
Touring the world, bringing him to the Kiwis.
Well, no, not abroad. Don't be daft, but we can cross the county in a day. It'd be brilliant, Jazz. Come, let's do it.
Wait, I've got two jobs already. How would I fit it in?
Well, you're allowed holiday, aren't you?
Yeah, just use those days as shearing days. I'm sure we can make it work. I've got a fit around my job and all. It'll be well worth it.
You and me, a professional shearing team. It's like a buddy movie.
Yeah, we'll have a roy laugh.
Aye.
I can see you now, you know. It'd be great.
And it'll be a money spinner, Jazz. You'll see that.
Whatever. As long as it's something to look forward to, at last.
Hey!
Well, I feel envious now. I wish I'd never suggested it.
Oh,
you poor wee man. Here, let me get you another pint, David.
Oh. What? Did you just hear that?
I am deeply flattered, Jazza. Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to go as far as actually going to the bar. My reputation's at stake here. Here, take my wallet, Ed.
Oh, yeah, all right.
That ends a winner, David.
You'll need to do the course, though.
Aye. Do you think the RABI folk will give me a grant or no?
There you are, Nick.
Oh, hi, Ed. Sorry you were in.
A pint and two bottles of lager, please.
Ed?
Hmm?
Can I ask you something while it's quiet?
Yeah, what?
You know Will's booked a table in the restaurant Sunday lunchtime?
Yeah, I heard something.
Yeah, well, it's 30th on Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Quite a milestone. I just want to be clear. Look, you and Emma are definitely invited.
Oh.
We want you there.
Well, you do, maybe.
We, as in the rest of the family.
I honestly don't think it's a good idea, Nick.
Oh, come on, Ed. Please, think about it.
I don't need to.
This isn't all about you.
I don't want to spoil it, okay? Me and Will playing happy families when we're not is... It's a joke.
Well, I think that's pretty selfish. I've invited you in good faith.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Can't you at least make the effort? If not for Will or me, then for your mum. Oh, she's so looking forward to us all being together.
I'm sorry if this is too early.
Early? I've already been round Hayden Wood and back.
Oh.
It's fine, Rob. I was expecting you.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, Caroline texted me yesterday. You don't need super fast broadband in Ambridge.
So I'm finding out.
She told me what to expect.
And now I don't know whether to feel flattered or stalked.
No, I meant, well, your height and everything for the horse. Oh, I'd better stop digging.
It's fine. It's the same at home. You just have to think something and it's all round the village.
Anyway, this is Topper, and I think he'll do you nicely on Friday.
Oh, he's very handsome. Hello, boy.
He's a terrific hunter. My son often rides him. Oh. Something of a speed merchant, mind, so I'll make sure he's got the right bit for you on Friday.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get along just fine.
We meet at the Trout in Waterley Cross at 11 in the Overspill car park. They're super hosts.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bye, Lily. Freddie, have a good day. Oh, go away. Oh, well. Iftikhar.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Hi.
I phoned at a bad moment.
No.
When would be convenient for me to call you again?
Now's fine, really. I'm sorry. I'm already chasing my tail and it's not even 8:30 yet.
I know that feeling.
It's our renaming ceremony for the Shire's Rare Breed Centre this afternoon. I've loads to do.
Oh, that's today, is it?
Yeah, we've got the press coming and Shire's Brewery, of course, and a load of guests. Then at 7:30 this morning, Gareth rings in sick. He's the guy who looks after the Shire horse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and my hair looks an absolute fright.
Well, you don't want to frighten the horses.
I will, if I can't get a standby appointment at the hairdresser's. Luckily, Lewis is picking the children up this afternoon, so I haven't got to worry about that.
Actually, it's about Freddie. I may be 30 minutes late for his lesson. Is that all right?
Oh, yes, I should think so.
There's some choir thing at school I can't duck out of.
Okay.
Well, I'll see you later. Oh, and Elizabeth.
Yes.
Good luck this afternoon.
Oh, that's so kind, Nick.
I made them yesterday with the kids. They insisted we bring some round for the baby on the way to school.
Oh, Bethany's not ready for rusks yet, let alone flapjacks. Though she is feeding better.
Right. Well, why not pop in yourself? Vicky's there.
No, not with Jake and Mia in the car.
Okay. Well, I know she'll be grateful. They're both still absolutely shattered, but in total baby bliss. Well, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
They turn your life upside down.
Pregnancy's a lottery, really, isn't it? Hmm. Oh, nice one, though.
Tell me about it. We had Abby in hospital all those weeks.
Oh, just before I go, is there any truth to this rumour about Lower Loxley?
What rumour?
That it needs £1 million to stay afloat.
What? No. Not that I've heard.
I'm done, Hayley.
Oh, good, Josh.
Well, I'd best be on my way.
Okay, fine. Thanks for these.
Bye.
Some of them seem a bit off lay to me.
Hmm?
The hens.
Oh, well, it often happens this time of year. It may be the reduced daylight.
Oh, right.
We can ask Neil to pick up some poultry tonic. That sometimes does a trick.
Okay. Well, I'll see you on Friday.
Wait, Josh. I meant to say, Neil and I are very happy with your work, you know.
Yeah?
You had realised your 3-month trial is just about up.
Of course, but I didn't want to remind you just in case.
In case we didn't want you to carry on?
I suppose.
Don't be daft. Of course we want you to keep coming.
Really?
You're a total lifesaver. It's working out really well for me.
And me. Oh, this is wicked.
And with Bethany now, haven't a clue how I ever fitted the hens in.
It's a horrible smell, creosote.
Oh, I quite like it.
Just as well.
This is the last of the rearing pens anyway. Now I've caught all the breeding hens, I can get down to my maintenance jobs.
Shall I pour you a coffee then?
Oh, yeah, ta.
And there's flapjacks too.
Oh, good old.
Ed was in the pub last night.
So?
Oh, that's me. So, I've invited him and Emma to your birthday meal at the Bull on Sunday.
You've what?
You heard.
Well,
hello.
Stuff that.
Oh, hiya, Hayley.
Thanks for getting back to me, Lorna, and well done for today.
Oh. Rob's a really keen rider, you know. If ever you thought of reviving the team chasing, I'm sure he'd be up for it.
Oh, please, I can't think about that now.
No, I meant in the future.
Maybe. Lorna and the team have just finished clearing up.
I think it went well.
I hope so. Oh, I'm absolutely shattered.
I'm not surprised.
You always have to go that extra mile with sponsors. All that smile and flattery, it's exhausting. Thanks so much for helping with Cranford Crystal.
Well, all I did was plait her mane.
And the rest. She looks splendid. Oh, are you off now, Hayley?
Yeah, I've been giving Lorna a hand.
Thanks.
How's Bethany doing? Oh, she's absolutely gorgeous, Elizabeth. You forget how tiny they are.
She's doing very well, thanks, Sheila.
Good. Send my best to Mike and Vicky.
I will do.
I'm looking forward to seeing her. Goodness only knows when, though.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Yes?
You do know there's a rumour going round. We need £1 million or Lower Loxley's had it.
What? Where's this come from?
Goodness.
What's Roy been saying?
He hasn't said a thing. He wouldn't.
So where did you hear it then?
Well, I got it from Nick.
Nick? How the hell does...
Just listen, Elizabeth.
She got it from Reese in the pub. Who heard it from Frieda? Who got it from Bert?
Oh, this place is such a rumour mill.
I'm sorry, I just thought you should know.
Yes, you're shooting the messenger, Elizabeth.
Sorry. Well, you can tell everyone it's complete and utter rubbish and that they need to find something else to talk about.
Right. Good, that's what I thought. I'm sure Roy knows the true situation, not that he's told me.
Right. Well, if that's everything, Hayley.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow then. Mm. I didn't mean to speak out of turn.
What's all that about?
Oh, Sheila, it's all such a mess.
What is?
The real situation is I need to find at least £300,000 from the estate to finance the dairy conversion. The bank won't lend me enough.
Oh, I see.
And until I find the money, the whole project's on hold.
All your lovely accommodation plans?
Dead in the water.
Oh. But you must have assets you could sell, surely.
Oh, I don't know, Shula. I don't know where to start.
Sure.
I mean, if I do have to sell something, how am I going to get it past the trustees, for starters? They'll see it as using up Freddie's inheritance, when the whole point is I'm trying to secure it.
Well, you should have consulted me first.
And you just said no, like you are now.
It's my birthday, Nick.
Yeah, and at 30 you're supposed to show some maturity.
Oh, well, that's me told. It's meant to be a happy occasion, a birthday meal. They're bound to spoil it.
Only if you let them.
I don't want to look at Ed's ugly mug while I'm trying to enjoy my dinner. And I don't want to hear Emma bleating on about how broke they are. As if they hadn't got it cushy at a mum and dad's.
Right, you listen to me. I want us all round that table on Sunday. It's a family party. Ed's your brother. You're doing this for your mum. God knows you and Ed have given enough grief over the years.
He has.
I'm not taking no for an answer.
Oh.
And it's not only for Clary's sake. It's about time George saw us all getting on together. Are you honestly saying you and Ed can't behave yourself for the time it takes to eat a meal? Come on. What kind of example is that?
Oh, I'm going back out.
Well?
Okay, you win. Just don't expect any small talk.
Yes.
Well, I didn't grow up with horses like you did, of course. Or anywhere near them, come to that. Well, not unless you count My Little Pony. Dad sold them in the shop above the tinned peas.
Well, Cranford Crystal's a gentle giant, really.
Right.
She's a shire.
They're old working horses, aren't they?
That's right. They're adorable.
It was a clever idea to get the Shire's Brewery to sponsor her.
She's a great visitor attraction. Everyone adores her.
Oh, I'm sure.
And she pulls her weight, literally. She hauls the timber for our biomass boiler.
Really?
And she drags the hoe between the vines.
And how did she behave this afternoon?
Ah, she was the star of the show.
Yeah.
The photographers were flocking round her. The other rare breeds didn't get a look in.
What?
It was a bit like Nigel's mother, Julia.
I hope you're not comparing her to a Shire horse.
No, but she unfailingly put herself at the centre of any publicity shot.
Ah.
She'd been in show business, you see, before she met Nigel's father.
Wow.
Mm. Never left her, the urge to show off. Ah, oh, I miss her. Though she used to drive me mad. She was so colourful and passionate.
My granny was quite different. Very shy.
Was she? Tell me about her.
Well, she came over to live with my parents a few years after they settled here. She never had much English.
Did she feel isolated?
No, not really. She devoted herself to us kids. She looked after us while my parents were at work. She used to spoil me rotten.
Ah, well, you were the youngest. I know that one.
Yeah, we got away with murder, eh?
Sometimes. What was her name?
Samina.
It's pretty.
Well, sorry, what were you going to say?
Well, I just wondered how your choir went this afternoon.
Oh, I was only standing in to supervise the children. I'm not involved. Though I really like to sing.
Nigel enjoyed singing too, though they tried their best to knock it out of him at school.
Oh, no.
They told him to mime.
Oh, how cruel.
But no one could ever rob Nigel of his joy. He always bounced back. He inherited that from Julia, in that vivaciousness. Though it pains me to admit it.
He sounds great.
It's nice being able to talk about him.
You're feeling a little bit better now, then?
Oh, I'm sorry about this morning. I was pretty wound up.
Oh, look, the ceremony's behind you now, so you can relax.
I wish it was that simple, Iftika. I've got bigger problems to solve that won't go away so easily.
Oh, dear.
It's business stuff. Don't let's go there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to intrude.
No, it's fine. But I've enjoyed our chat. In fact, I always do.
You get thrown off the station for that nowadays.
Sorry?
You were about to light up, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
Force of habit. So many rules. I should put them away before you're pounced on and banished to the colonies. Yes. Everyone smoked in the staff room when I was a headmistress. I suspect most of the upper fifth did as well, the little horrors. Are you waiting for someone?
Yes.
My brother.
Ah. His train's been delayed.
It's not really the day for standing around on a drafty platform, is it?
No.
Although that Cossack coat looks terrifically warm.
Yes. Yes, it is.
We used to call that Cardinal Red.
Yes.
I've been staying with my son. He lives in a little place called Churley. Do you know it?
No.
He's dropped me off far too early. But I've this wretched suitcase, so there's no chance of popping into town for a peep at the shops.
Oh, here it comes at last.
Oh, is this your brother's, then?
I hope so.
Is he staying with you?
No. No, we're only meeting for a brief catch-up. Mm.
My brother went in for Ban the Bomb after Cambridge. Daddy accused him of posturing. He turned out all right in the end, became a consultant and moved to Joburg.
Are
you all right?
No, I've got something in my eye.
Oh, dear. What a nuisance.
Please don't worry about me, I'll be fine.
Try pulling your eyelid out as far as it'll go and then blowing your nose.
I don't want to irritate it.
Well, I've got a mirror in my powder compact, if that'd help.
No, really.
Oh, Lillian.
Ah, it's your brother. Look,
Paul.
Oh, hello, sis.
She's got a bit of grit in her eye or something.
Oh, no.
Stupid.
Well, hold on. I've got a clean handkerchief here. I'll soon have it out.
Oh. So, are you a doctor?
All right, Josh.
Oh, hi. Mum, is it all right if I take the food scraps from under the sink?
Why, are you hungry?
Oh, very funny. I want them for this mix.
Well, what is it?
Oats and wheat bran. I bought them in my lunch hour.
Oh, really?
I'm making a mash for the hens.
Oh, right. And this is something Neil's asked you to do, is it?
No, but they're off lay. So I looked up what to do on the internet. I thought it might help.
Oh, good for you. You can give your gran's hens a bit too.
Oh, yeah, good idea. I'll take it tomorrow morning, then get some hot water from Hayley to mix it with when I'm there.
I'll have a look for you, hmm? We're really proud Hayley and Neil are keeping you on, you know.
I was fairly confident.
Oh, were you now? Let's see. Well, there's plenty of veg peelings.
Oh, great.
Don't give them the potato peelings raw, though. You'll need to boil them up.
Yeah, I've read all that. And no avocados or salt.
Well, you seem to know what you're doing.
I'll be okay.
And just check with them first, okay?
Who, the hens?
Neil and Hayley.
Sure.
Hey, you're really enjoying this, aren't you?
I didn't anticipate the cafe being this busy.
No, I think it's a tourist party.
Mm.
Getting a blast of cold air every time someone opens that wretched door.
Oh, sorry, there's not another table free. How's the eye?
Much better, thank you.
Good.
It was agony.
Still looks a bit sore.
Don't tell me. Matches my coat. Cardinal Red.
Not at all.
Does my eye makeup look an absolute mess?
No. You look beautiful. You're not eating your pastry?
Not really hungry. I wish I'd had a coffee with it now instead.
Well, should I go and get you one?
Well, we haven't got forever. Look at the queue.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stick with tea.
I'm so sorry my train was late, Lillian.
Oh, don't be silly, Paul. It wasn't your fault.
No, but it's sliced our meeting in half, and God knows it was going to be short enough. And I really do have to be on the next train. I'm meeting the plumbing contractor on site, and I can't be late.
You've said so, Paul, several times.
I'm sorry. Hope you think it was worth it, meeting up for this short time.
Of course.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Only now I'm worried you'll be caught up in the rush hour traffic on your way back, and then you'll have to think of an excuse if Matt's home before you.
Paul, we've only 10 minutes left. Don't let's spend the time apologising to one another.
Sorry.
Did you fill the mixer wagon?
Yeah.
Whoa, Grumpy.
What's up?
Oh, Pip.
Oh. Cup of tea?
Oh, I've only come in for the lining rotor.
It's on the side there.
Yeah, I know.
What's she done now, Dad?
Oh, she's messing me and Eddie around with this rotor.
refusing to do any evenings at all next week.
She won't do any shifts.
Well, that's not very fair.
Tell me about it. And I've got to face Eddie any minute.
Why won't she do them?
Oh, she's pleading college work.
That's rich.
I mean, you wouldn't think she was going to be 20 in 10 days' time. She's behaving like a spoiled brat.
It's delayed adolescence.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.
I can do next Friday evening, Dad.
Really?
I don't mind. I like it. And I'll do afternoons too, after school. I'll be free once I've done the hens.
Homework?
Well, you can do it in the shed.
Oh, not Tuesday, it's footy. But any other day.
Well, thanks, Josh. Then I won't have to ask Eddie to do as many double shifts.
I wouldn't let Neil and Hayley down the way Pip's let you down.
I should hope not, or they wouldn't keep you on.
In fact, I haven't missed a single day with the hens in 3 months. And I've kept up with all my schoolwork.
Your bedroom's a pigsty, though. You never put your dirty clothes in the basket.
Oh.
So can you go and tidy it, please?
Mum.
Now. How do you expect Emma to clean the floor when she can't even find it, huh?
Go on, Josh. Make your mum's day.
It's not fair.
Now who's grumpy?
Poor old Josh. Actually, I think I will have that cup of tea, love.
Okay, pass me a mug.
Thanks. Oh, thank God. I don't have to go to the parish council tonight.
Why?
Oh, it's going to be wall-to-wall Linda Snell defending the rights of badgers.
Staying on for a steak. Hope this doesn't mess up supper plans. We've got away with it. So expect me when you see me, Matt.
Oh, Lillian, that's great.
Isn't it? You suddenly look much younger.
Do I? It's a relief. Text him back.
What should I say?
How about have a wonderful evening?
Yes.
You won't have to drive like a maniac now to get home before him.
No.
Tell him you've had a really difficult afternoon in the office.
No, that's going too far, Paul.
Sorry, I got carried away.
I hate lying.
I know.
I find it much too easy to. How long till your train?
We've still got a few minutes.
Better get our diaries out then, haven't we?
Yeah, we had. Mine's on my phone.
Mine's in my bag. I've had Brenda put Matt's diary on my computer.
That's a good idea.
I've written down all his meetings next week in here. Now, where are we? Week commencing...
The 10th.
Yeah, I've got it. Well, Sunday's out.
Fair enough.
And Monday, we have a consortium meeting.
And you have to go, do you?
Oh, yeah, I can't go to this one. I wouldn't want to anyway.
Tuesday's no good for me, I'm afraid. Nor Wednesday. I could be free this time next week, though.
Thursday?
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day, Paul.
Oh, of course it is.
Matt's asked me to keep it free. I'm not sure he isn't planning a surprise. He's busy on Friday, though.
Oh, Friday, I don't know. I can't say yet. I'd have to rearrange things. Damn.
It's all right.
But I might be able to clear a couple of hours in the middle of the day.
Oh, I hope so.
I'll do my best.
Do. How long now?
Don't look at the clock. Give me your hand. Are you all right, darling?
Yes, I'm all right.
I do love you, Lillian. With all my heart and soul.
Hello again. What a surprise.
Oh, no. Oh, hello.
I couldn't possibly sit with you, could I?
No.
Simply isn't another seat free.
Yes, of course. Can you manage?
Yeah, it's just the suitcase.
Of course, let me.
Thank you. What a gentleman your brother is.
Isn't he?
Ah, I spotted the coat and I thought, sanctuary.
I think it's a party of tourists.
No, I can't escape them where I live. They're forever dawdling on the pavement. We've 2 blue plaques on our road and we're home to a Jack the Ripper suspect. They're an absolute pest.
Have you got enough room there?
Yes, thank you. I asked the girl for a bath bun. She looked at me as if I was mad. One of my earliest passions in life. I've never outgrown them.
You might have better luck in a traditional tea room, not a franchise in a railway station.
But what I really need is a brandy.
We all do.
Do you know Cheltenham?
No, not very well.
How about you, dear?
Fairly well.
I shall be glad to get home. The lake in the park here is rather lovely in the summer. You can hire a boat.
Oh, well, that would be nice, wouldn't it, sis?
Yeah. Yeah, it would. We could bring all the nephews and nieces.
I don't suppose I could borrow your phone.
My train's here.
Perhaps I...
Please be my guest.
I need to speak to my neighbour. She's been going in to feed the cat. I loathe public telephones. They all smell of beer.
Yeah, here.
Never dream of having one of these myself. Beastly things. Now, what do I press?
You put the number in first and then press call.
I see.
You mustn't miss your train.
No.
Oh, they make these buttons so small.
Look,
I must go. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye? So kind of you to let me share your table.
Not at all. I'll see you, Lillian.
Yeah.
Look after yourself.
Hurry.
Dolly! Hello, it's Connie. No, I'm at Cheltenham Spa. I can barely hear you. Is Boo all right?
Will you excuse me a moment, please?
Your telephone.
Goodbye, my darling.
I flagged Mike down this morning before it was light.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I treated myself to a bottle of your Gold Top.
Oh, well, what did you think?
Oh, gorgeous, Ed. Nostalgia in a bottle.
Oh, well, cheers, Rob. I think you've just given us a slogan.
Well, there you go. I'll expect commission. Yeah, I had the top on my porridge. It was pure cream. Ah, you've got your chocolate then.
Yes. I'd have been in trouble if I'd left this behind. My stomach always takes a dip by the end of the first leg.
Is it Waterley Cross today, the meet?
Ooh, yeah. I just hope the weather holds.
I presume Oliver's gone ahead?
Oh, yeah. He was at the kennels first thing. If we get to the stables, Shule will drive us, along with the trailer.
Oh, OK.
The parking is quite limited the other end, you see.
So, shall we go in mine?
Yeah, if you like. You go on. I just want a quick word with Ed.
Oh, OK.
Bye, Ed. No, have a good day.
I bought a bottle of whiskey for Will. Rather a nice one.
Lucky Will.
But I'm working over the weekend, so I wonder if you give it to him on Sunday, at his birthday meal.
Oh.
Unless you're seeing him tomorrow.
No, I'm not. Look, just leave it with me, Caroline. I'll make sure he gets it.
Thanks, Ed.
What is it, Em?
Oh, sorry to disturb you. I was just wondering, what should we buy for Will?
Nothing.
Ah, Rob, did you find the Hunt Secretary?
Yes, thank you, Caroline. I've given her my cap.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Master.
I'm looking out for my newcomer. I'm nannying this morning.
Well, look, don't feel you have to take care of me as well. I'm fine.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. May I have your attention?
Oh, here we are.
Firstly, please can we show our appreciation to our hosts, Linton and Tina? Now, I'll just take a minute to give out the arrangements, if I may. Our field master today is Perry. Where is he? Right. So, please pay attention to him today, especially as there are in-lamb ewes out. Today is going to be a big jumping day, but there are ways round for those who wish to stay on the ground. And, as ever, please show courtesy to others using the lanes. I think that's all. Thank you.
Here we go.
Hands, please.
You go ahead, Rob. I've spotted my newbie.
Okay.
Mike.
Oh, is it important, Ed? I want to get home for some shot eye.
No, it won't take long.
Bethany took it into her head to wake us up three times last night.
Yeah, well, that's the way of it.
So, what do you want?
Rob, he said he'd tried the milk.
Yeah, he stopped me this morning.
He was very impressed.
So he should be. Brian's chosen well there.
Yeah.
Seemed very keen to fit into village life. Not at all stuck up.
Well, he knows what he's talking about when it comes to dairying.
Yeah, well, you'd think so, given his job.
Yeah, he can see the value of our product. I only wish that you could and all.
Oh, not this again, Ed. I'm not in the mood.
Well, it is important.
Okay, then. Say your piece.
Look, you're just not...
What?
...marketing it like it deserves. It's so frustrating. We've got to push the milk as a premium product, like we did when we first started.
You got it in one. The customers already know it's top quality.
Yeah, well, then they should be paying top dollar.
Oh, we've been through all this.
No, look, listen, Mike. Rob's given me an idea.
Oh, has he, Ned?
Yeah, look, we relaunched the milk in a few weeks' time when the spring's here. Maybe with a slogan.
Sounds gimmicky.
No, look, just listen. We redo the flyer, more up to date, remind them that the Guernseys are fed on grass. That's why the milk tastes so rich. I mean, it's all basic stuff, really. But then the customer might understand why the price needs to go back up. They're paying for something special, niche, produced right near where they live from a small independent dairy.
Great. So they read a flyer. Doesn't mean they're going to pay more.
So negative. You're selling us cheap, Mike. It's almost like you're apologising for the milk. Where else are they going to find that kind of quality round here? If we do it right, we might get some new customers.
But you said your piece, now I'm saying mine, all right?
Yeah, fine.
I can't pay you any more, Ed. My margins are tight enough as it is.
Yeah, so pass it on to the customer.
Oh, just like that. And you honestly think they'll roll over and pay up in this climate? We're already a luxury for them. Don't be so naive.
Well, at least let's try it.
The way I see it, if I put the price up, they'll go elsewhere. The only loyalty people have these days is to their weekly budget. God knows there's enough competition out there.
Yeah, but not for what we're producing. Why can't you see that?
I can, of course I can. But I'm the one who has to face it when they start cancelling the delivery. And how do you think that makes me feel, eh? I dread it. I've got a kid to support now, remember?
And I've got two. And I need to climb out of this hole I'm in or I'm going under.
Look, I know how tough you've had it these last few months with your repairs to the bale and everything, but I can't take the risk, not now. I already feel I'm walking a tightrope.
Right, so that's your final word, is it?
Sorry.
Right, well, I'm going to have to get advice about selling my milk to someone else.
Well, feel free. No one's going to offer you a better price.
Oh, it's like talking to a brick wall. You're so damn stubborn.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, this is nice. An open fire and a glass of wine.
Nothing better.
It's been a while since I've ridden for 5 hours. Oh, feel it tomorrow.
Yes. It was a long, cold hack back to the boxes.
Mm. Oh, nice crowd. Mm. Yeah, who's that anti guy you and Shula were talking to afterwards?
Oh, that's Patrick from the Borsetshire Wildlife Trust. They usually send someone out to monitor us. He told me the PC vote didn't go Linda's way last night.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised.
No. Badger warning signs are hardly a pressing priority given their financial constraints.
She's very passionate, isn't she, Linda?
Have you already been on the receiving end?
Pray so.
Doesn't seem 5 minutes since you arrived.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I rather respect her for her passion about these things, though I don't always agree with her. We've gone down the route of mineral licks here.
For the badgers?
Mm. Well, it might improve their immune systems, you never know. There's been a depletion in soil fertility over the years.
And meanwhile, Mr. Brock trundles from farm to farm, spreading TB. Now, we've got to sort the problem out once and for all. It's not fair on the farmers, Oliver.
Oh, hello, Johnny.
Food'll be 10 minutes. It's homemade fish cakes. I hope that's acceptable.
She always says that, Rob. And her cooking is sublime.
Well, sounds wonderful, Caroline. Thank you.
We've one independent fishmonger left in Borchester, so I'd like to support him. What are we talking about?
Badgers.
Ooh.
Rob's pro-cull.
I think it's the only effective solution.
Well, I can see how the public might be against it, if it goes beyond the two counties. Badgers are very close to British hearts.
Mm. Got a drink, darling?
It's in the kitchen.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
No, Oliver.
No, you stay there.
Thanks.
Oh, it's lovely to hear the church bells.
Yes. We enjoy every mistake on practice nights if you is close.
I was a ringer in chapel at my school.
Oh, Well, don't tell Neil. He's always looking for new recruits.
Oh, well, you never know. I'm sure it never leaves you, like riding a horse.
Where do you want the tinned tomatoes?
I don't know.
I'll put them down with the pasta, OK?
Yeah, fine.
So anyway, the hens went mad for that mash Josh mixed up.
Did they?
Are you OK, Mike?
Yeah, I'm dead beat, that's all.
Oh, will you sit down? I'll put the rest away.
No, I can't let you do that, Ailey.
Oh, you are the stubborn one.
So I've been told. Oh, go on then, ta.
Oh, they had Vicky's yoghurts on offer, so I've got two. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, great. So, how much do I owe you for this little lot?
I think it was around £70. Don't worry, we'll sort it out another time.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks ever so much, Ailey. I've been trying to get it together to go shopping all week, but the moment just hadn't materialised.
Well, you can do me a favour in return, actually.
Well, of course. What is it, love?
Well, Roy and I quite fancied this Valentine's event at Jack's next Thursday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. In a foursome with Tom and Brenda, is it?
Oh, no. Brenda said she's not that fussed.
Oh.
She's happy to have a meal at home on the 14th.
And you'd like me to babysit?
Please.
Of course.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, you're doing so much for us. You deserve a night out.
Does Jess ride?
Not so much now. Work takes up so much of her time.
She'll miss you at the weekend.
Yes, but I've got this meeting with the AD people tomorrow, so didn't seem worth going home.
That's why he was free today.
And what did you make of us all?
Oh, everyone was very friendly. And it's gorgeous hunting country around here.
You'll have to bring Jess to the next hunt ball. Then we'll introduce you to the scene properly.
Darling, it's 22.
Oh, thank you, yes. Come on then, let's go through.
Rightio.
Bring your glass, Rob.
I'll just use the cloakroom, if I may.
Yes, of course, you know where it is.
Yes, thanks.
Such a lovely guy.
I am not wasting good money on that pillow.
Keep your voice down. Mum and Dad are here.
He's got loads more money than us. He can buy his own stupid present.
That'd be so childish.
Well,
I'm not turning up on Sunday empty-handed. What'd that look like?
No one will notice. He won't be expecting anything from us anyway, not with our history.
What? All the more reason to prove him wrong.
Hey?
To show we're bigger than that. He is paying for everyone's lunch. Well, I think it's really generous considering it's his birthday. You're being so ungracious, Ed.
I'm prepared to sign a card.
Oh, that's big of you. I'm going to go into town tomorrow to look for something, I've decided.
Em?
And you can babysit, OK?
Fine.
Might see if there's a DVD or something.
Do what you like, I don't care.
It's really pathetic, you know, this sulking. I'm not having you showing us up on Sunday, so just be nice.
OK. I'm dreading every stupid minute of it. Can't you just go on your own?
Don't you dare try and wriggle out of it. Anyway, Nick's told your mum we're definitely coming now. She's really looking forward to it, Ed. And that's the whole point.
I feel like I'm going to the gallows.
Oh, shut up. We're going to do this right, not for Will. But more importantly, for your mum. We are not going to let her down.